A wife says, "Koinem, it should be like hegdish, she'eini oisa pi abba." This woman asserted whatever she's going to make or money she's going to earn from coming into her father's mouth. In other words, he can't have any hana from what his daughter is going to earn or make. It automatically becomes hegdish. Or she says the same lashon v'pi avicha, for your father. Or v'alpi achi, for my brother, v'pi achicha, for your brother. In all these cases, if I earned it, if I made it, it's hegdish, if they want to take it into their mouth. It's like the Mishnah, eini yachal l'hafer. The husband can't be made for this nether. It's not inui nefesh, and it's not dvarim shebinei lebeina. Now, if she says, I can't have enough from him, so the husband has to now work around him, he can't take anything from him, for his wife. That could get in his way. But she says that person can't have any enough from her, everyone holds it. He can't be made for such a nether. And that's the halacha, says the Batran. If she says to her husband, koinim she'eini oisa al picha, in other words, any work I do for you becomes hegdish. Not only can the husband be made for such a nether, we're saying more than that. He doesn't have to be made for such a nether. Ein tzarich la'afer. Because the work of her hands belongs to the husband, and you can't ask her something that doesn't belong to you. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva, I'm a yafir. No, the Baal should be made for this nether. This is Dvarim Shebeinu Lebeinu. What do you mean? Why does he have to be made for it? It wasn't hers to ask her. So, Rabbi Akiva, there's a limit to what she has to do for him. And Shema, perhaps, tadif olav yoysim in the royal. What does the word tadif mean? Extra. How do you say change? Odef. What's extra? Odif is stronger. Shema tadifal of Yesim in the royal. What if she produces more than she has to? So on that hadaf, on that extra amount, the nether is chal, and he can't have enough of it. So he had best be made for the nether. Now, can he be made for it? Yeah. The Batanura explains it's dvarim shemenoy lebeinah, because it's impossible that that extra shouldn't mix into what the husband may use or want to use. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, Yafer, the husband should be made for the nether for a different reason. The nether that she made, that the work of her hands is asa to him. Kashema Yigarshena, he may wind up divorcing her. Then the nether is going to click in. Now he won't be able to have hana from anything she makes or earns. And if afterwards he decides to remarry her, which he can if he's not a Kayan, he won't be able to. Say a Suda Olam. She's going to be asa to him. She won't be allowed to marry him again because he won't be able to avoid having enough from her work. So this is a nether that could potentially hurt the relationship in the future. And the Mela, says Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, this is a reason that he could be made for it. Okay, so if a married woman says, chazring over Mishnah Dalet, koinim that I shall not do any work for my father's mouth. It becomes hegdish. My father wants to take something that I made. Or she says the same thing about her father-in-law, or for her brother, or his brother. He can't be made for these nedarim. It's not dvarim shebeinu lebeina. That his brother can't have enough from her, how does that affect the relationship? But if she says to her husband, koinim that I shall not do any work for your mouth, in other words, she asks him from having enough in anything that she makes. So according to the Tanakhama, hafara is not even necessary. She can't make such a neder. It's not hers. The work of her hands belongs to her husband. Rabbi Akiva says he should be made for the nether because there's a shear how much she has to work for her husband. We learned about this in Masechtas Ksuvos. What if she does more than that? On that, the nether would be chal. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says he should be made for the nether for a totally different reason. What if he divorces her? Then the nether clicks into place. And afterwards, he won't be able to take her back because it would be impossible for him not to have enough from her. So according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, it's not just because of the extra on the basic Ma'asiyada. He should also be made for the nether. Now let me ask you a Zaita Gakasha. There's a rule, I can't be Magdish something that's not here yet. I have to have it. She's saying the work of my hands that I'm going to work is going to be Hegdish to you, but she doesn't have it yet. How is this Hegdish Chal? Zakta Batanura. She says, Yakdishi yodai loisayim. My hands are hegdish for what they're going to produce for that person, and her hands are in existence.